Paul Mayer will be asking you to come and join him and Edna Productions this coming Sunday evening for the last live Sunday session show of the year at the Portland Arms. And Mayer's Cambridge will also be transforming the venue into a super comfy Sunday sessions lounge. And in a way, kind of another what's on, we have got Paul in the studio with us this morning. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Straight from sort of looking after the baby.
Yes, Paul. Yes, I have filled a baby's face full of banana and porridge this morning and then jumped in the car. Yeah,
as you do, and come down to see us at the radio station before, I guess.
I should point out I haven't left the baby unattended. That would be a dereliction of duty.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's
just want to clear that up.
Just want to mention that just to make sure that everybody understands that fact as well. Paul, welcome along. Is it your first time here, actually?
I've been here before. It's my first time in the big studio, though.
Oh, you see, this is a grand luxury.
Very exciting,
here.
Yeah.
Yes, we put the youngsters next door. Normally.
I can see that.
To sort themselves out after an earlier smite at me being... So this is the older person studio, it seems, from what I was told this morning.
It's more roomy. I can stretch my feet a bit more.
Yeah, a little bit. It's nice. Grand lux area of the... So firstly, Edna Productions. Who's behind Edna?
Edna Productions is a production company that I set up myself. We do all sorts of video and production work. We do some telly stuff, and we do some corporate stuff, and we do some live things as well.
Now, is that an acronym, EDNA, or is it your aunt's name?
It's actually come from... I used to love Will O' the Wisp when I was little, and you had Evil Edna, who was the witchy television.
You did.
And think of it, Edna Productions is a bit like Evil Edna, except without the evil bit.
So you also do some work for Cambridge TV. Do you work directly with them? I'm trying to work out how the sort of interrelationships between people.
Okay.
I know, for instance, you'll be doing some filming on Friday night, but more about that later. We'll be featuring, obviously, the Sunday sessions, which will be coming up first.
Yeah. So I got working with Cambridge TV just through, I suppose, do you know what? I can't remember exactly how I first came into contact with them, but the upshot is that I ended up doing lots of editing for them, producing a few shows for them. And then I decided that I wanted to do a music show, and they were in the market for having a music show. And so we put Sunday sessions together, and so I've been putting that on with Ben Piper, a good friend of mine, and we've been doing that for a year now, and it's been on the telly every week for the last year.
Coming to the end of the season, but are these monthly events at the Portland Arms at the moment on Sunday nights?
Yeah, so we do a monthly event at the Portland Arms, and then we film that, and then we cut the material from that into four shows, which is what gives us our weekly.
Oh, I see.
So on the telly.
Spreading the butter lightly across the toast, if you
that's
like.
That's it. We're milking it for all it's worth.
I see. So over the 4 weeks. So really, this will be the last one. That means it will run through transmission on Cambridge TV up until the middle of November.
That's right, about middle of November. And then we're going to come back and do a couple of Christmas specials. We thought, you know, what's a TV show, music special type thing without doing something to do with Christmas? So it'll probably involve Ben and I sitting on a sofa, working our way through a 12-pack of beers while we review the year's content and try and pick out some of our favourite bits.
Oh, extract it and make the year-end one.
It's basically another way to milk out the content and get a little bit more out of it.
Does it look like, we'll talk about what's going on this Sunday shortly, but Sunday sessions for next year, do you know if it's been planned?
Yes. Season 2 is in preparation. I've got some ideas, got some thoughts of how we're going to do it, but I'm sort of not really going to elaborate on those at the moment, but because there's still lots of questions to be answered. But yes, we're definitely back next year.
So, Paul, will you be organising the actual sort of stage size of things as well, the production down there, or is it... You must be incredibly... Well, I can tell you're incredibly busy doing what you do.
So the way it will work is we're going to hopefully find some a variety of venues and try and spread our nest a little bit wider. There's so many bands and people have come to play for us from all over the country. And we realise it's a bit of a pain for them to stick a drum kit in the back of a van and drive down from Manchester, so it might be easy if we go to them sometimes. So we're gonna see if we can, spread the load a little bit and maybe go to them a bit and, stretch our feet a bit.
Is there enough... I mean, at our end, we do the new music generator and we're always looking for local bands within a 50-mile radius of Cambridge. Would you say there's enough to sustain you monthly by just doing Sunday sessions from local artists and local bands rather than having to sort of...
Yeah.
It's great to get them in from Manchester if they'll come.
Yeah. So the way it tends to work is we usually have one guest coming from anywhere in the country and then we will we'll have three or four bands, from the local area. So far, we have more bands, you know, that we'd like to put on than we have time to put on, put it that way. So, you know, we need to do a second season, if only to show everyone what else is out there.
And have a few of the best of ones coming back for next season as well.
That's
I guess.
It.
Coming up this Sunday, Blue Kubricks, Alton Wahlberg Music, Melody Causton and Band of King. And also the special little feature you've got going on as well. The lovely people from Emmaus Cambridge will be transforming the Portland Arms into a super comfy Sunday Sessions lounge as well. How did that all come about? Did Emmaus get hold of you guys and say, I tell you what, we've got some old furniture we'd like to sort of put down at the Portland Arms? Because somebody's going to lug all this stuff in.
Well, the idea came from the place where most good ideas come from, and that's the pub. And yes. We pretty much sat there and thought, well, look, you know, we've been having tables and chairs for people at Sunday Sessions to make it like a cabaret type event. You know, we appreciate it's a Sunday evening and people don't always want to, you know, have a big night out on a Sunday. So we thought, well, let's try and meet them halfway. We'll provide them somewhere nice and comfy to sit and then we'll give them some entertainment. We thought, let's take that a step further. Let's fill it with sofas. Who do we know who has more sofas than you know what to do with? Well, there you go. That'll be Emmaus.
A big warehouse up in Landwich.
That's it. So we thought, in that case, then let's help Emmaus out. Let's also help ourselves out. Let's help our punters out by giving them some even comfier chairs to sit on, and let's get together and turn the Portland Arms into a giant living room.
I like the idea, except I'm feel sorry for the person who's got to lug all these sofas in and then take them out again afterwards.
Vans, Phil. Vans.
Well, there's vans, but also his muscles as well, because you could have got these sofas.
I wouldn't know about that.
You'll be looking the other way.
That's
Setting the colour temperature on the cameras at the time or something like that probably would be
good. That's the secret trick, yes. look busy.
Look busy on the side of the stage. You're extending this particular Sunday Sessions as well because of all the wonderful acts you've got more of them, you're going to need more time, so an earlier starting time.
Yes, it's also partly down to it being a Sunday and not everybody wants to stay out all night, so therefore, okay, we'll start a little bit earlier and you can't have too much of a good thing. Let's have more Sunday Sessions, so let's start earlier.
You go through till late though, 11 o'clock, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening, free entry for everyone as well, and you never know, somebody might fancy the sofa they're sitting on.
Yeah,
make an offer.
That's it. Yeah. So we thought that what would be really nice is if Emmaus can sell some of their sofas at the time. And of course, using those magical vans, if somebody likes the sofa, they don't have to lug the sofa home that night. Just write the name down and Emmaus will deliver it to their door over the coming days.
That is even more tempting.
That's good service, isn't it?
What sort of audience do you get? I mean, first of all, live audience, because you want obviously lots of people to actually go along there.
It's completely random because we have different bands on each month. We're appealing to a different audience almost every month, so it's really difficult to say. All are welcome, put it that way.
So hopefully bums on seats, well, on sofas.
Bums on sofas, oh yes.
This coming particular Sunday. So it's the Portland. If anybody has not been there, it's got an amazing live gig venue at the back. A nice sound system to it as well.
And an amazing selection of ales, if I might interrupt.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you sort of go through to another world, really, because I always think, well, it's like pub at the front, typical pub.
Yeah, so you've got a pool table.
Yep. And then you suddenly open the door and it transforms and it becomes a lovely venue, which
yeah.
I think can take over. There's a fire certificate and all of that, health and safety, but you think you can get over 100 people in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to be reducing that number by filling it with sofas and standard lamps and old teapots, etc. But that'll add to the intimacy of the night, I think.
Absolutely. So Edna Productions, Cambridge TV and Emmaus will be presenting the final Sunday Sessions for 2016, a night of live music. That's the perfect way to round off your weekend. It is from 6 o'clock through to 11 with four acts. It's free entry. You'll find Paul down there, I guess, behind the camera most of the evening.
Most probably.
So you take normally a couple of cameras down there to do it?
We take about five or six usually, yeah, because,
Turn around, get a few shots of people on sofas?
No, we actually try to see the cameras away from the audience because we found that people don't really like having a camera pushed in their face while they're escaping home having their Sunday evening beers. Yeah. So we try and keep the cameras focused on the stage.
I can see that probably. They can relax that way. And those acts again, Blue Kubricks, Alton Wahlberg, Melody Causton, and rounding off the evening with Band of King.
It's actually going to be Blue Kubricks are going to be headlining the night.
Oh, it's the other way around.
But Band of King is our visitor from London, and he is amazing. If you haven't had a chance to check him out before, then YouTube him. He is all over YouTube. Band of King.
And also andrewkingmusic.co.uk is a website to go to as well, find out more about Band of King. Going to be hosted by John and Jamie from John and Jamie Productions, JJ Productions. They also a bit comedic, I think.
They are a bit comedic. They would probably describe themselves as partially comedic. We've always had stand-up acts, but this time we thought, rather than have a stand-up act, let's just throw John and Jamie on the stage to compare, not to do jokes per se, but just let's just enjoy the charismatic magic that is John and Jamie and see where that takes us. It could go horribly wrong is probably what I'm edging towards, but it also could be brilliant, so...
Hopefully you don't have to cut too many bits out or use the beep machine or something like that. But if you want a super comfy Sunday session at the Portland Arms, and if anything in the lounge actually catches your eye, you can buy it and let Emmaus deliver it to your door. And we're talking about sofas, of course. Paul, thank you very much for coming in from part of your very busy day.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's lovely meeting you, Paul Mayer. And of course, we'll meet you along at the NMG sessions this coming Friday
too. Oh yes, that's happening on Friday, yes.
Red carpet event. Our boss has asked me to kind of mention this. It's happening on Friday evening over at the University Concert Hall, West Cambridge, over on West Road, the West Cambridge area of... I don't know how tickets are selling. I'll get an email now to say they're selling very well.
I saw Tim smiling yesterday, so I would say that means it's all good.
I reckon that's a good barometer as well, Paul. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers.